KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Some NFL news and notes. Green Bay Packers running back Josh Jacobs remains with the team and is participating in organized team activities while Wisconsin prosecutors continue to review a domestic abuse investigation. Jacobs was arrested on May 26th on allegations of strangulation and suffocation. He has denied those accusations through his attorney and was released from jail while the investigation continues. The Atlanta Falcons have agreed to a contract extension with their wide receiver Drake London, a four-year deal worth $141 million, $100 million of that guaranteed, making London one of the NFL's highest-paid wide receivers. He was a 2022 first-round pick for the Falcons. He's had 309 catches, nearly 4,000 yards, and 22 touchdowns in his first 4 years. Also, the Pittsburgh Steelers agreed to a contract extension with outside linebacker Nick Herbig, locking him down for 4 years, a deal worth up to $100 million. The 25-year-old Herbig, a fourth-round pick back in 2023, had 7.5 sacks last season. Iowa women's basketball is set for a non-conference matchup against Vanderbilt coming up November 15th in Sioux City, Iowa. The neutral game site will be at the Tyson Event Center. Will feature two nationally ranked teams that both reached the NCAA tournament last year. Vanderbilt finished 10th after a Sweet 16 run, while Iowa was ranked 16th after a second round exits. FIFA World Cup venues across North America are temporarily dropping their corporate sponsored names as the tournament begins next week. Stadiums such as AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, and Lumen Field in Seattle are being rebranded with generic city-based names because their sponsors are not official FIFA partners. Under FIFA rules, only tournament sponsors receive exclusive branding rights during the World Cup. So, as a result, AT&T Stadium will become Dallas Stadium, Lumen Field becomes Seattle Stadium, and MetLife Stadium in New Jersey will be known as New York, New Jersey Stadium. Also in Atlanta, FIFA will allow the Mercedes-Benz logo atop the stadium to remain after determining that its removal could cause damage to the roof. The World Cup starts next week, runs through July 19th. Major League Baseball last night, the Seattle Mariners have won 8 in a row. They would defeat the Mets 8-3. Seattle's Patrick Wisdom with his first home run of the season. Milwaukee's Kyle Harrison matched a season high with 12 strikeouts. The Brewers beat the Giants 8-3. Cleveland's Jose Ramirez would double in 3 straight at-bats. The Guardians beat the Yankees 9-4. Shohei Ohtani with a double, triple, and 2 RBIs last night as the Dodgers hold on to beat Arizona 6-5. Dodgers have won 15 of their past 19. Jock Peterson stays out for Texas. He had the tie-breaking single in the ninth. Texas has won 5 straight as they beat St. Louis 7-4. The Pittsburgh Pirates defeat the Houston Astros 10-6. Houston's Yordan Alvarez with his 21st home run for Houston in the loss. He's now just one behind Kyle Schwarber for the major league lead. Philadelphia's Bryce Harper with his 377th career home run. The Phillies hang on to beat San Diego 3-2. The Detroit Tigers, they rout Tampa Bay with an 8-0 shutout. Atlanta over Toronto 4-3. Matt Olson with a tie-breaking home run in the sixth. Also last night, Cincinnati's Blake Dunn would hit a single in the 10th to win it. 4-3, Cincinnati defeats the Kansas City Royals in 10 innings. And last night, it was Colorado's TJ Rumfeld. He got a gift home run. His long fly ball bounced off the head of the Angels' Joe Adell. Most unusual home run as the Rockies defeated the Angels 8-2. And that's a look at your sports for this Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.